for the fans, by the fans. This is the Non-League Football Show, and I'm Jim Field, back once again with a very shortened weekly look at the world of non-league football. It is Christmas. It is Christmas Day when this would normally come out on a Friday morning. I'm sure you've got far more interesting things to do than to listen to me to talk about the fact that there's not a lot of non-league football going on. But it was important to make sure that we were in the ether somewhere. Just giving you an update on a number of points that have an issue that have arisen in the last week. So we do speak to Davey Richardson from the non-league paper and tee up a few items that are going to be in this weekend's newspaper. Not much else to say. There's a fair few games going on. If you do get along to a game this Christmas, make sure you stay safe and follow the COVID-19 protocols in place at these clubs, because it is important if we do want to keep going to watch some football that we do follow the rules that are in place. So without further ado, let's get matters underway. So let's, of course, the way to end off, well, almost the year, really, to go, Christmas around the corner. What more do you need? Well, it's just David Richardson, isn't it? The senior writer at the Non-League Football Paper. It's back over to Non-League Paper Towers. And welcome back to the show, David.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me on. I've put my Christmas wrapping on hold, so to speak all things non-league as usual here. So,
well, I suppose
the trees up and all the decorations are right.
Yeah, like the song goes, you know, we're all hanging up our stockings on the wall at the moment, aren't we? Because there's not that much there's not that much football to be going on. At least I hear I can't hear the cry from kit managers complaining about non-league players cutting the feet out of the socks that they'd supplied for them. That appears to be a modern phenomenon that's given many a kit manager a headache in recent seasons. And I suppose for many, without the Boxing Day games, they're not going to be suffering that. But I suppose, really, in the past week and the next couple of weeks forward now, everything's got a National League focus. We had this week that the fallout further from the £10 million government grant that was given to the National League, with David Bernstein, well known to me from his previous work across football. He was the lead on the independent panel there, and it seems to be they've made suggestions and not heard any from the National League on that.
Yeah, it's interesting sort of development this week. As you say, David Bernstein coming out and issuing what was a pretty scathing open letter about the report, which hadn't been published yet, or hasn't been published. And I think, yeah, probably it's quite clear from that letter what the panel made of the situation over the last few months and also some of the handling of it. Yeah, certainly it doesn't look good. The National League have since put out a statement saying that they were looking for some more clarification on some of the things the report says. And when they have received those, they'll then distribute the report at that point. So, yeah, an interesting week, really. I think when you see an independent panel that has come into the situation and has heard from clubs both for and against and heard from others involved in the decision-making process, when you see that from an independent panel, it clearly clearly send some shockwaves, I think.
Yeah, I think it's frustrating across non-league. We've spoken about this, well, probably almost every week we've spoken, actually, about the need for non-league to come together and work together. And we've got other leagues at steps three to five, you know, pretty much putting their season in suspense because they're saying that there's not enough money to enable them to continue. And then we've got some government money that was handed out, but now there's almost like a public, I guess, a public fight, isn't it? It's almost like a family feud in the papers, in the media, because this is some of the only news from non-league that the national media are reporting, and it just doesn't look good for non-league football if we're looking to try and get some more money to come down to across the grassroots pyramid.
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't look good, and I think you're spot on there, Tim, saying that if these are the sort of issues that have gone on since that money has arrived from the government, it could be that the government look at it and might not be so willing to stump up that sort of amount of money in the future. It's certainly a concern. I mean, there were obviously things from the National League minding clubs early on, back in October, just to make sure they're making sure that they're doing the right things, applying to the right COVID regulations, etc. Because, they didn't want to be in a situation where the government are then coming and asking questions and are seeing things being handled in the wrong way. So clearly this certainly will not have helped things. The FA will have seen this, MPs will have seen this, Camelot, where the money came from, through the National Lottery, will have seen this, and they'll all be casting their judgments and opinions on it probably as we speak.
Yeah, and again, I don't want to be doom and gloom because we're all about positive and trying to find a solution to things. But that money, as you mentioned, came from the National Lottery, and a lot of other clubs will be looking for other future projects, maybe more community-based projects, and we'll be looking to apply to the National Lottery. And you've got to think that non-league's almost been tarnished with this fallout from this, and that may affect a future applications from other non-league clubs that aren't associated with this whole COVID situation, but in years to come it could have an impact. And of course we're talking about this £10 million grant that came down, but that was literally to see the National League clubs out until the end of the year. We're nearly there now, so although they're allowed limited crowds back in on the basis that they received that money, we'll now suspect that they're going to be in a position where particularly some of those bigger clubs are going to be in need for additional finance from somewhere, and it's difficult to see where that will come from.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, as I was saying, the government will surely be looking at this and will be looking at David Bernstein's letter and the content of it. The winter survival package the government have laid out for after January. I've divided between steps one and two, but also three to six below that. Obviously, those it still needs to be seen whether they'll arrive in grants or loans. But again, they may well be considering what their steps are with that, having seen all this and having seen the way clubs have complained, and now an independent panel has serious concerns about it.
Yeah, and well, hopefully, by the time we next speak, that report may have been published, and we'll have something a bit more tangible to focus on that front. And a positive this week was the National League also announcing a three-year extension to their deal with BT Sport for coverage for the National League, which I think takes it up to the 2023-24 season.
Yeah, that's right. It's been a really good deal for the National League with BT Sport over the years. I've enjoyed watching their coverage. I think they're knowledgeable. I like the highlights package that they do after each round of games. So this is only good news for the National League and for coverage of non-league and those clubs. Obviously the TV coverage is sort of fairly non-existent really throughout non-league. Obviously clubs have their own sort of YouTube channels and things, but in terms of national coverage, apart from the FA Cup and those sort of big ties, there's very little really. So I think anything like this should be embraced and should be seen as positive news for the coverage of non-league.
Yeah, no, I think one particular positive that I focus on is that when this deal was first struck, which is I think it was 2013, wasn't it? 2013, when BT were really just starting out, and they didn't have the same profile that they have now. The BT Sport now have the Champions League, they have the Premier League, so we've got people that are interested in football across all levels watching BT Sport, and the fact that now the National League is still there, and there's a renewed deal, means that more and more people are going to get access to non-league football as we see it, and hopefully embrace the non-league game.
Yeah, spot on. There's certainly no shortage of top flight football, is there? And certainly BT Sport have plenty of that, like you say. So the fact that they're still showing that interest in the National League and still want to take on that responsibility of those games and the coverage that it provides is great, really. And, you know, credit to the National League for being able to, you know, keep them on board as effectively a partner of the league as well. So, yeah, good news all round there, really, for the National League.
Yeah, and there'll be some coverage, of course, during the Christmas period for that. Not much else going on by way of football at non-league level, because obviously the Isthmian League and the Southern League have called their suspension, and many of the Step 5 leagues as well, I've seen this week, have introduced a further suggestions that football isn't going to be played or a suspension across the leagues. And we've also got the Northern Premier League as well. Although some games are allowed, if the teams agree, it's not a sort of a full calendar, and clubs are being given that option. So it does mean that the focus is on the National League, but we also have the FA Trophy taking place as well.
Yeah, that's right. We obviously had the third round of fixtures last weekend, which produced some shocks. Leamington beating Wrexham on penalties. We also saw an amazing comeback from Wealdstone. It was 3-0 down against Eastleigh to win 4-3. That competition is progressing, along with the FA Vars that we had last weekend as well. So the FA, you know, are keen to plough on with those competitions. Of course, you know, last season finals still need to be finished as well, but it remains to be seen quite how sort of tier four and situations like that may affect those competitions and certain clubs playing in those. I've seen Frome Town have withdrawn from their tie against Maidstone United, so that's something that will have to be considered in the coming weeks. But like you say, it's a very different Boxing Day this year, without the traditional football that we all love going to usually. It's just National League, but even then there seems to be some games sort of falling each day for different COVID reasons. So it's a very different end to a very different year, and hopefully coming into 2021 we will have a better one. But you know, you get the feeling that we're still a little way from that, and there'll be the usual conversations and debates about how to finish the season and whether the season can be finished. Of course, you know, not many games have been played across leagues compared to March, when the season was obviously made null and void at that stage. So, yeah, I think we're set up for an interesting few months ahead, really. And sadly, it's not really about the football going on the pitch, but how we'll get football played.
It is interesting, isn't it? I think normally about this time of year we make some sort of comment about the sack race and all the managers are being sacked around this time. We've had a few managerial departures in recent weeks and that sort of thing. But as you say, everything's all about the politics of football. We've never wanted to see non-league get political, and I think it is important that fans and leagues, administrators, everybody does sort of try and work together and try and look for the longer term of non-league football. If we can't get this season finished, then it's going to be a big blow. But I think we do need to look towards, you know, how non-league can move on from here as a stronger body. I think that's the most important thing. So if we are going to talk about everything behind the scenes and the politics and the administration and that, let's make sure that we get that bit right.
Yeah, it's an interesting point about how this period will be looked back on, really, in years to come. You know, I think we'll probably look back on it and remember sort of such a crazy time, really. But really, it's about sort of how leagues and clubs and people involved in non-league can learn from this. And like you say, whether this will make everyone more together, more in line, you know, will the National League system fall more into place with each other, or has this damaged it even further than sort of what it was really? You know, have this set the two togetherness back a bit? I guess only time will tell.
I think the one thing that does pull everybody together is obviously the non-league paper every Sunday. Not so many match reports, I guess, over the coming weeks, over, but still plenty to read every week.
Yeah, absolutely. We're still coming out on Sunday, the 27th. We'll have all of the Boxing Day action from the National League and National League North and South as well. We look back at the year in our front pages, 20 front pages of 2020, sort of all the big moments, drama, news, etc. Over the last 12 months. I've spoken to James Rowe at Chesterfield. He's obviously made a great start there. He's really hit the ground running. And we've got plenty of other bits and pieces there as well. So, lots to look forward to over the next couple of weeks to see the year out. But, a year we won't forget. And we're very much thankful for everyone who's read the paper and contributed and picks up the phone and speaks to us, because it could have easily been a very sort of different situation this year with the way everything's gone. So we're very grateful for everyone continuing to support the paper and helping us get out there.
I'm very grateful to yourself, Matt, and John as well, for the contribution throughout the season, throughout the year of 2020. As you say, is going to be one of those markers and years that we'll always remember, not always for the best of reasons. But David, thank you for all your help this year. Have a great Christmas, and we'll speak to you next year.
Thanks very much, Tim. Have a good Christmas.
So that is it for this week. That's it for... we'll be back at some point during the week to give you any other further roundups that there is in the non-league game. But I fear not a lot going on, because there's not a lot of action. I do believe some of the leagues are due to meet at the maybe on the 30th. Whether we'll get an announcement straight out of them, it's unclear. But we will try and keep you updated, via social media. You can join in the debate there every week, throughout the week, at Non-League Show. Dave Anderson's there at Dave Anderson 78, myself at Tim Fuel. Of course, it might not be the non-league football Christmas we're used to or maybe wanted to have, but it is a Christmas, and it's important to remember that the blip that we've got at the moment is hopefully only temporary, and there is a much longer term future. The success and blossoming of non-league clubs up and down the country is not too far away. Thank you once again to David Richardson for joining us. Thank you to all our guests throughout the year and everybody that does listen. It is important to us. You can, of course, listen to the podcast from the rest of the year via Audio Boom on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, via your smart speakers and all good podcast aggregation sites. You can also find the non-league gaffer tapes there, the archive there. Who knows? Hopefully they'll be back in 2021 with David Anderson. If your weekend is without football, it can be a bit bleak, but as ever, the non-league world is a wider community, and there's a game out there if you do want them. And there's plenty of people there to support you. As one man once sung, so here it is, Merry Christmas. Everybody's having fun. Look to the future, for it's only just begun. Stay alert, stay safe. Thank you, and goodbye.
Jabber production. JIBBA JABBA.